This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed North will be back on Monday. Joining us right now from WJZ, he is Rick Ritter. Good morning to you, Rick.
Rob, Jeremy, how we doing, guys?
Doing well, man. Doing well. First of all, the World Series ended. Is there any? You are a Phillies fan. I'm an Orioles fan. But we can both agree there's nothing better in sports than to witness a Yankees meltdown.
Oh, it doesn't get any better than that, does it? They had it right there, sitting at their fingertips, and just couldn't come away with it. And Orioles fans, Phillies fans, baseball fans all across the country rejoice. That's our big takeaway of the week. And, you know, kudos to L.A. Goes out there, they spent all that money, they put together a heck of a roster, and their guys came up big in the biggest moments, and they deserve to win. You can't argue that anybody else deserved it. So hats off to L.A.
So what were you thinking after the Browns game last week with the Ravens and just how everything unfolded? So many opportunities, as bad as they played, to walk out with a W, but couldn't stop dropping interceptions.
Yeah, I mean, look, I said it last week, guys. I said this was absolutely a trap game. I didn't think it was going to get the best of them, but you got a backup quarterback coming in there and Jameis Winston, who's had a little bit of success in the league. But when you're a backup who's, A, already been paid, you've had the contract in your years, and you've had some success, and you come into a situation like that, you have nothing to lose. And when you're playing against a quarterback who has nothing to lose and can play loose like that, anything can happen. And that goes to show you last week exactly what took place. In Cleveland, they have a solid defense. I knew that they were going to make it tougher for the Ravens. But, Jeremy, you said it. They had opportunities to put this game away. They didn't capitalize. That is what the best teams do. They put the game away when they have that chance. And it's going to come. It's only a matter of time before they start making these late game plays and start closing things out. But it was horrible to watch. And as Kobe Bryant always says, when you had a bad game, do you sit there and do you look at it or do you flush it? And you got to flush it out of your system and you got to move on to the next one.
Yeah, with Rick Ritter from WJZ. Rick, they traded for Deontay Johnson, the wide receiver, traded with the Carolina Panthers for him. Does he make a big splash this week?
Yeah, you know what? I think that they're going to get him involved, and I think they're going to get him involved early. And I love this move for so many different reasons. First and foremost, which is what you said, Rob, I'm not sure that they're going to add any more at the trade deadline. I'm not sure there's anybody out there who's really going to put them over the hump on the defensive side of the ball. So if that's the case, to me, EDC looked at this team, and he's like, you know what? If we're going to give up 25, 28 a week, or at least that's the way it's heading, well, then we're going to put up 30, 32 a week. And I like that mindset. Go all in with this offense and the way that Lamar Jackson is playing right now. When you can have five guys out on the field between Likely and Andrews in the slot, and then Deontay, Zay, and Bateman out there and spread it out and make it hard for defenses to cover all those guys, why not do it? But to me, here's the other thing. Look at Cincinnati last week and how their offense performed without T. Higgins. Look at the Eagles for the first 6 weeks of the season when they didn't have A.J. Brown, and then they lost Devontae Smith. Every team who has top two receivers like that, and I put the Ravens in that category with Zay and Bateman, when you lose one of those guys, the way that offense is constructed in the passing game, it is hard to make up for that. And you need depth. You need another guy who can step up and fill that role so your offense doesn't take a major step back. That's why I love this move. I think it's great for the long run. I think it's great for depth. I think it's great to spread it out and have an offense that can not only run the ball down your throat, but if they need to play from behind, which we know they've had trouble in the past in the playoffs, this offense can explode at any given second. And I think they get him involved often and early just to get him used to this system.
Do you think Lamar plays on Sunday? And how do you see this matchup going? Because as I pointed out, we were talking about Derrick Henry getting his touches. The Panthers ran all over the Broncos last week. They're just not efficient enough on offense to get anything done. And I don't think the Ravens should have any problem running on these guys.
No, I think that's what you should lean on, especially if Lamar's banged up. I mean, it's definitely concerning. Your star quarterback's missing the second day in a row, and apparently he's dealing with some serious back stuff from everything that we're hearing. But hopefully he can get out there and he can go Sunday. And I think that you live through Derrick Henry and you live through Justice Hill, and you got to pound the rock and take the load off of him. Try not having him run the ball. You don't want him taking any more hits. The last thing he needs to be is any more banged up than he already is. Denver, I mean, at times this year, they've shown they got a solid defense. You know, they're coached pretty well. Patrick Surtain, one of the best corners in the league. But I think the Ravens just go out there, control the clock, do what you got to do to get this win. It doesn't need to be pretty. It can be ugly, but just get the W. Don't jack this up.
Here with Rick Ritter, WJZ TV. Rick, you know, Roquan Smith, he leads the team by far with 82 tackles. Roquan's going to get tackles, but when I look across that stat line, I see one tackle for a loss. I see zero sacks. He's not a big sack guy, but he has none. He always has a couple. I see no fumble recoveries. Roquan Smith is not making the impact that he once made when he first came here and when he was with Chicago. What is missing so far this year?
There you go. It's a great point. I'm glad you brought it up. And over the past couple of years, I feel like at this time of the season, when we sit there and we have these conversations on Friday with you guys, the guy that I've been pointing out over the past couple of years to step up has been Marlon Humphrey. This year, it's Roquan Smith. There's a lot of people out there who they look at the stat box and they don't know football. And they're like, oh, you know what? He had 12 tackles this week. Oh, he leads the team in tackles. He's doing his part. No. Where are the impact plays? Where are the impact plays that you expect to get from who is supposed to be the best linebacker in the league, the guy who has $100+ million, who has been running all over the field like a maniac the past season and a half, that seems to be missing now? I think he's confident. I don't think confidence is one thing that he lacks. You just got to hope that at some point he turns it on, or he sits back and he's watching film and realizing, is it something with his first step? Is it something with the way he's reading? He's got to get back to the guy that he was, because this defense is going to go as he goes. He's the heart and soul of this defense. We all know it. It's no secret. He is the vocal leader. He is the leader in the locker room. He is the leader on the field. This defense cannot get to where they need to be until Roquan gets back to the Roquan that we know. And maybe it's this week against the Denver team who doesn't have a great offense, and maybe this is the one that gets him back on track, but that is absolutely what is missing, and the impact plays are non-existent with Roquan Smith right now. So let's call him out. Let's challenge him to that, and I think he's up for the challenge, and I think he'll execute at some point soon.
Let me get your take on the Steelers, because we were talking about this earlier with the Ravens and the way they've been playing. Like, we kind of were waiting for the Ravens just to kind of put their foot down, move ahead of the Steelers, just run away with this division. But with the switch to Russell Wilson, defense has been playing great. Offense has looked a little bit better. Do you have concerns with the Steelers? They still haven't played a divisional game yet.
Yeah, look, I like the Steelers, okay? And I feel like we've always said Mike Tomlin's just a great coach, and look at the way that he's kind of managed the situation over the past couple of seasons without stellar quarterback play. And they were 4-2 with Justin Fields, and I think some people were like, why are they pulling Fields out? What's going on?
I was that guy.
You were that
guy? Yeah, I was that guy.
Tomlin knew what he was looking at, though. And I think Tomlin's like, you know what? We're 4-2 with Justin Fields, who has been good, not bad, certainly not great. But if I can get Russell in there and I can get him to play anything like he had 3 years ago, this is going to take that team to another level. And this is the first time that they have had quarterback play like this since Ben Roethlisberger was putting up good numbers in Pittsburgh. To me, that is scary, because you have a well-coached team, an offense with Russell Wilson starting to show glimpses of what he used to be. George Pickens, heck of a wide receiver. They can control the clock with Najee Harris. And then that nasty defense and the way that they play ball on the defensive side in Pittsburgh. That's a solid football team who, I'm telling you right now, teams do not want to see in the postseason. That's not a team you want to play. Jeremy, they haven't played a division game yet, so I want to see how they wrap up in that AFC North style and how physical they can get. But they are a team right now that you got to keep an eye on, and you got to respect, just based upon who the coach is, the defense that they have, and that this is the year they finally have a quarterback who is much better than average.
Yeah, he played like Russell Wilson now. Good thing, because before he was playing like Russell Simmons.
Terrible.
give me a score for Sunday, Rick.
I'm going to go offense, another low-scoring game. I'm going to go 24-10. I think that the defense does its part. Denver's offense is just not great. Cortland Sutton can make some noise, but with Bo Nix, the rookie, just get the pressure on him. And then the offense, like I said, I think that they just run the ball a ton this week. Try to keep it out of Lamar's hands. The last thing you need is him banged up even more.
Yeah, I agree with you. What was your score again?
24-10.
24-10, all right. Hey, Rick, what you got going on this week and next week?
So, Purple pregame show. But the big thing, you can catch me on the news, obviously, 11 o'clock at night. We'll have your news and sports every night. And then we're gearing up for the next playbook show with Isaiah Likely at Jimmy's Famous Seafood now that we turned the page in November. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. So make sure you get your tickets because they're just about sold out. And you never know what guests Isaiah Likely will be bringing at that time. So we're excited.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy it. And I always appreciate you having me on.
You too. Man, thanks a lot. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.